I'm Reverend Lisa Day, minister of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Savannah. Welcome to our weekly radio program, where you'll hear a segment from one of our recent services recorded at our church on beautiful Troop Square. We invite you to join us Sundays at 11 a.m. in person or via live stream on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and more about Unitarian Universalism in Savannah at our website, uusavannah.org. We hope you enjoy today's program.
Good morning. Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Church of Savannah. I'm Kurt Ullman, and I'll be serving as worship associate today. Our worship leader this morning is the Reverend Jane Page. Reverend Jane Page entered UU ministry after retiring as professor and department chair emerita from the College of Education at Georgia Southern University in 2005. She recently retired after 19 years as minister, serving half-time at the UU Fellowship of Statesboro. She continues to serve half-time at the UU congregation in Brunswick and plans to fully retire in 2027. She lives with her husband, Dr. Greg Brock, in both Statesboro and St. Simon's Island. Her partial retirement has freed some of her Sundays, so she's free to visit other pulpits like ours, and she's happy to return to our pulpit today, and we are very pleased to welcome her back. Here at the UU Church of Savannah, we're working to build a diverse, multicultural, and beloved community. We celebrate the presence and participation of people of all races, genders, sexual orientations, abilities, and ethnic and national origins. We warmly welcome you on YouTube and here in the sanctuary, and we have no definition of who we are but human. We have no code but that of respect. We have no creed but that of equality. With the lighting of our chalice, symbol of our Unitarian Universalist faith, we enter into sacred time. Here today, in this place and with these people, may we listen so that we can hear. May we hear so that we can feel. May we feel so that we can know. And may we know so that we can change ourselves and this world. May this chalice we light our way.
The theme of this service today is about change, and I have some opening words for you. In this time of uncertainty and change, we gather not because we have the answers, but because we long to hold the questions together. When the familiar gives way and the ground beneath us shifts, we come to this place to remember that we are not alone. Let us breathe together. And in this sacred place, let us dare to imagine new possibilities beyond the struggle of this moment. Just as we have kindled the light in our chalice, let us kindle courage in one another. I have something that's a little different today from my sacred text, from my reading. And this reading in sacred text can also be a meditation for you as well. I find that a lot of music and a lot of poetry that I listen to and hear is as sacred as anything that I can come across. And sometimes it's a popular song even, can be a sacred text. The sacred text that we're using today is "The Times They Are Changing," as you, most of you would know, I would guess, a wonderful popular song by Bob Dylan. Now, you're not going to hear Bob Dylan sing it. Well, for this sacred text, I actually want you to really listen, so I want it sung very slowly and very deliberately. And I've chosen a piece that was sung, a cover that was done by Burl Ives. And I would invite you, as you listen to this sacred text, to just close your eyes so you can really hear the words of the times they are changing.
Come, gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you'd better start swimming, or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a change. Come writers and critics who prophesy with your pens, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel is still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a changing. Come, senators and congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a change. Come, mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are changing. The line, it is drawn. The curse is cast. The slow one now will later be fast. And as the present now will later be past, the order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a changing.
The title of this message is "The Times They Are a Changing, Shall We Overcome?" Acknowledgement. The following message uses information from Wikipedia, Google, various articles. I'm not promising all of them are entirely accurate, but I've tried. And my own memories for what they're worth. Additionally, I must also acknowledge that this message was written under the influence of Alka-Seltzer plus severe cold formula. 1964. Still grieving the assassination of President Kennedy, we witnessed the beginning of a war that was not called a war, not in 1964. President Johnson signed the Gulf of Tonkin Act, giving him all the necessary actions, including military force, for this Vietnamese non-war in 64. And there's much more, including the Civil Rights Act of 1964, changing political loyalties in the South forevermore, or so it seemed. King won the Peace Prize. China tests an atomic bomb. The Beatles invaded and brought some new songs. Freedom-riding students from the North were slaughtered in the South. More rumblings in the street. Times were changing, there's no doubt. Meanwhile, my heart was broken by my first boyfriend. I cried myself to sleep each night and thought the sorrow would never end. And there's much more in 1964. I had a bad fall from my skateboard, and I still feel sore. All that and more in 1964. One of the happenings of 1964 was the release of an album by Bob Dylan, including the song, "The Times They Are Changing." Now, he never released that song as a single in the U.S., but it was covered by many, many others, including Peter, Paul, and Mary, and the one we heard by Burl Ives and more. I thought this song would be a good sacred text, maybe even more today than in 1964, as we have entered a time like we've never faced before, with so many in powerful positions who hold sway over future possibilities for us and for others. Does this prophet Dylan, previously known as Robert Zimmerman, have a message for us today? And why should we listen to someone like him anyway? We couldn't get tickets last Christmas Day, but on Boxing Day, my husband Greg secured seats, separate but equal, in the Mall Theater in the suburbs of Chicago, so that he, his mom, and me could see the movie, A Complete Unknown. Did any of you see it?
Yeah.
All right. Dylan, though, wasn't unknown for long, especially after he sang this song. Is Bob Dylan a prophet? Well, that's what I contend or pretend or portend, and I'll extend that declaration and defend that proclamation with an exegesis of this text. No, I did not say exit Jesus. Jesus is always welcome in UU congregations. Exegesis is simply an examination or interpretation of a text, often scripture, but not necessarily, for who is to define what is scripture anyway? I've selected three themes, a Trinity, if you will accept that construct in this Unitarian gathering, and will attempt to provide some explanation or expectation or revelation for those who hope to thrive and survive in 2025 and beyond, when hopefully MAGA will just be a sad saga we share. The first theme of this song is the inevitability of change, just as I shared with the children. Inevitability of change, reflected right there in the title. As Unitarian Universalists, we lift up and revere change. What does the T stand for in our shared values?
Transformation.
Transformation. That's right. Okay. Y'all know about Jet Pig, don't you? So you can remember all of them? Okay. Transformation. But we're thinking about positive change. And even we don't want everything to change. Unitarian Theodore Parker wrote a famous sermon that was somewhat controversial in his day, called A Discourse on the Transient and Permanent in Christianity. It's pretty good. You can go back and look it up and read it online. A Discourse on the Transient and Permanent in Christianity, arguing that while the outward forms and traditions of Christianity may change over time, the core principles of love, justice, and morality remain eternally true and unchanging. And it's these permanent aspects of our faith that matter, is what he was saying. A more recent UU ancestor, Forrest Church, wrote about the American Creed. It's a book of the American Creed, very good. And he was outlining, sharing about what Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence and how this was our creed, about those truths that should be self-evident and unchanging. Now that is the creed that Martin Luther Jr., I believe, lifted up in his dream that this country might someday, quote, rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We encourage changes that will more fully help us to live up to our core values. But the changes we fear this year may wash those values away. Some of them, this big, bold, beautiful act, you know, may wash those values away. If we are not ready to resist in a way, to persist in a way that will work. Now, those of us living here in Southeast Georgia have some good models to guide us, including what happens when these really bad hurricanes and storms like we had this last year come through. Some of us, you don't have to raise your hand, some of us still haven't cleared away all the fallen trees. But the storms didn't get them all. The trees that could bend and swerve and have flexibility made it through. And that's what we're going to have to do in the coming years. We need to hold on as best we can to our values, yet find ways to bend and swerve, give and take, go over and under the waves of misinformation and misguided maneuvers till the storm has passed. And we will do that with help from each other. The second theme of Dylan's song is inclusivity, with justice and equity for all. It says, come gather round, people, wherever you roam, admit the waters around you have grown. We are not in a small pond of similar tadpoles. This is a teeming ocean with all kinds of creatures, great and small. And you'd better start swimming or sink like a stone, for the times they are changing. This ain't no private pool we're in, folks. We have to swim with others and one another and love one another. Dylan calls out to writers and prophets, who prophesize with their pens, as well as to politicians, great and small. All are called to hear this message. It's for everyone. I've heard a lot of folks talk about moving and trying to find some place that folks were more like us. You heard people say things like that? Has that even passed through your head? It can be hard to live in Southeast Georgia, but there are enough of us. Yes, we do have neighbors who have perhaps a different view of the world. Yet we still have commonalities we can work on together. We just have to find each other and encourage one another. And we have to find ways to be more interactive and to work together with family members and neighbors who may not share our values. We need to seek them out and be willing to focus on the values we do share as we move forward. You know, I don't know about this congregation, but most of you congregations already reach out across all kind of theological and political divides to feed the hungry, do things, help out people in the community, homeless, those that need help. And more recently, we've been reaching out and working more closely with our Catholic friends, Hail Mary, who may differ from us on many things, but who are as concerned as we are about our immigrant families. The third theme, and maybe one that's especially evident for me at this time in my life, is that there's a generational shift that we have to accept and appreciate. Come, mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are changing. Wow, that's hard for some of us who've been doing this work for so long. But we need to listen to that prophetic voice. I'm trying to do just that. I did a step-down retirement. First, after 19 years as their minister, I've retired from the Statesboro Church in June of this year, and I plan to retire from the Brunswick Church of June of 2027, giving them a couple more years since I'm just in my 12th year with them now. Now, we've got a lot of wise elders in our UU congregations, but some of us have realized that other folks may find different ways of doing things. And that's okay. All of us need to learn to listen and to know when it's time to step forward and when it's time to step back a little. Now, don't get me wrong. We still greatly need all of our senior volunteers. Don't go away from this service and tell people, no, Jane said we should step back. No, we need you. You're the ones with great knowledge and frankly, some that have some time. But we sure do need to encourage and listen to younger folks and to different folks as well. We will have to do that to overcome the difficulties that are ahead, because the times they are changing. You see, me and Joe B, we heard that melody and we kind of stepped back. But that old DJ just scratched on through. Shame on you. You may have noticed that the title of this message has two parts. The first was the title of this song that we heard, The Times They Are Changing. And the second part was a question. Shall we overcome? Shall we overcome? An obvious reference to We Shall Overcome that became a theme song for the civil rights movement in the 60s and 70s. And my response is, of course, it has to be, yes, we shall. We must overcome. The civil rights anthem, We Shall Overcome, was adapted from a gospel song by Highlander music director Zelfia Horton and Highlander. Now, when I talk about Highlander, that's the school where they taught a lot of the labor union organizers and civil rights people in the mountains. Pete Seeger, he used to go up there too and teach. And they got it from the striking tobacco factory workers from the 1945-46 Charleston cigar factory strike. That's one thing I'm not old enough to remember. But up in Charleston, they had a cigar factory strike, and the factory workers were singing this song. Shortly afterward, it was published by folk singer Pete Seeger in the People's Songs Bulletin. So he published the song. It was just handed down before that. And Pete himself taught it to many, both in the labor movement and in the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s. Highlander Guy Carawan taught the song to the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, that you may have heard of as SNCC, at their first convening at Shaw University, and the rest is history. It became the theme for that movement. I thought that since Pete Seeger had a primary role not only in teaching and publishing this song, but also in promoting Bob Dylan and his music, since he and Woody Guthrie first heard the songs and helped to promote him, I thought we should bring his voice in to lead us in a call-and-response method he used many times when he sang the songs at his concerts. Now, Pete was one of us. He was a Unitarian Universalist. And I actually heard him lead this song at a General Assembly many years ago. You don't need the words when Pete Seeger sings. You just listen. He tells you what verse he wants you to sing next. So you just listen to Pete. He'll guide you along the way while we sing. I suggest for this song that we stand up and kind of move a little closer together or close to somebody. Since some of us have been sick, we won't hold hands, but maybe we can lock arms together and sway. So I invite you, as you are able, to rise, lock arms with your neighbors, and join Pete and me as we sing this sacred melody. I'm going to be locking arms with the people on TV on watching. So now get ready, because Pete just starts singing, and you just start singing with him.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart,
and the young people taught everybody else a lesson. All the older people that had learned how to compromise and learned how to take it easy and be polite and get along and leave things as they were. The young people taught us all a lesson.
Yes. Now a word of benediction. Yes, yes, indeed. We gather here for strength, for courage, for encouragement, to feel the love of one another. And yes, we shall overcome. Because though we extinguish the chalice, that light that we found here today, that we find in the community as well, goes with us. We share that and share that light with others, share that love with others, and let them know too that we shall overcome someday. Amen. And blessed be.
This is Reverend Lisa Day. I hope you've enjoyed this program from the Unitarian Universalist Church of Savannah. Please join us at one of our services sometime soon at our church on Troop Square or live on Zoom. We're the beacon of liberal religion in Savannah, and you can find out more at uusavannah.org. We meet on Sundays at 11 a.m. Thanks for listening.